Thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
Of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground.
Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy in with you this afternoon. Glad to have you aboard with us on WNQM 1300 AM. We're live here on the 16th day of July. Time moving right along. And ladies and gentlemen, part two tonight or this evening on the soon coming World War III. We're going to talk about it in detail. Why? Because we believe that we're in the end time scenario of the prophecies. Prophecies that were stated back thousands of years ago that in the end time, perilous times would come, and here they are. We are under the threat of invasion, both from immigrants and the enemy, the terrorist, could invade, or at least that's what we're told. And also, we have the powder keg situation that is going on even as I speak. So, long before the invasion, we chose to do the Third World War scenario. That's before the heated situation of the Middle East, and we do believe that it is a powder keg. Have you ever thought about who is in control of this earth? Well, you say, well, of course, Pastor Buddy, it is Almighty God. Well, that's not true. You see, ladies and gentlemen, He set us over it and set us to rule us. The people that live on this planet are appointed masters of the planet. Now, if the father of lies, according to John 8:44, has it his way, his mission, sole determined mission is, and I'm amazed at the things that Satan has been capable and able to do here lately. It seems as though he's in the driver's seat. He's the father of lies, John 8:44. Now, why does Almighty God allow Satan to rule the earth. Well, he don't. Man who submits, the Bible said, choose this day who you will serve. Well, man is caught up in this revolution of materials. See, hear, taste, feel, and smell. The five senses of the carnal, always chasing the rainbow for the elusive pot of gold, because 3% of the world's population have all the silver and gold, so you're not going to get any. You can rest assured that Satan, who is going about his job, not a roaring lion, now listen to me very careful in the language of the scriptures, but as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, who's he devoured? Well, he's devoured the lust and the envy of the elite and the rich and the powerful. They are subservients unto him because they have sold out for, number one, filthy lucre. And the Bible said that the love of money is the root of all evil. And every time that you find the root of any trouble and jerk it up and to examine it, you will find an international Zionist world order, New World Order, member hanging on the end of it, or in this case, a wad of the snakes. And you know what, a snake pit, all kinds of snakes thrown into a pit will all wad up together. And yet when they get out, they do their separate thing because they know what their mission is. Kill, steal, and destroy. That's what the threefold mission of the father of lies is coming to. Now, the last 1 hour reveals of Revelation 17:12, Satan will bring the forces of all the earth, and with all deception upholding Babylon, to be exposed, and there they will come out in the open, according to Revelation 18:2. These are those who love lies, according to Psalms 52:3, and they hate the truth. Bible said these will make war with the Lamb. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what is this world struggling about as I speak at this hour? Well, under the guise of threats or the fear of massive forces invading some of these countries. Let's go to the Middle East for an example. America's no example. You know, it's no exception. We've already become an example of 9-1-1. We are now on a terrorist alert. We're on a war footing. We're after the enemy. We're chasing the Taliban. This elusive cannot see. Now we see a little enemy. Naturally, we're going to have retaliation in Iraq. We knew that when we went in there. Well, we figured militarily would be a piece of cake, and it was. Within 3 weeks, the invasion was successful. Well, the invasion was not the problem. It's the maintain and the maintenance of the forces that are there, because now, as we were bogged down in Vietnam, and I feel sorry for the Vietnam veterans that had to fight in that era of time when they were not fully supported by the government that sent them there to sacrifice, die, suffer, or be exposed to Agent Orange chemicals of all description. They were just about like guinea pigs in a test tube lab. And they weren't supported by the people. They came home not as heroes, for suffering and laying in the jungles. I know friends of mine that have jungle rot in their feet, malaria, and Agent Orange, and suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome, they call it. That's a proper way of saying they've almost lost their sane mind by fighting an insane, unwinnable battle, and so it is today. We're now bogged down in the desert sands and the blood of many innocent of our young men who have gone there under the pretense of winning the war against the Taliban or Osama or the Islamic terrorist. We have different words. And these are chosen purposely as they cycle through the psychology of our minds and condition us to see a boogeyman that really doesn't exist. Nobody was bothering. Iran wasn't, Iraq wasn't bothering anybody, just like Iran is not bothering anybody, but they are going to become the next victim. Already, Israel, with expansionist ideals, have taken the opportunity to push back on the borders of southern Lebanon to expand a what they call a safety zone of at least 12 miles. And ladies and gentlemen, they will invade. They will push the Hezbollah and the Lebanese army out of that region where that they can have what they call a no-man zone, just like we have in Korea, where it's heating up there. And the beast of the east, I call it, the kings of the east, because the time of the end is drawing nigh, and the New World Order, which prophesied that this would come, some of the great minds of the New World Order, I'm amazed at how smart these people are. I'm telling you, it is incredible that Mr. Pike did definitely mention that there would be a definite third world war between the Islamic Muslim people and the Zionist Jews. And hopefully, I'm sure that they hope that each one or each side can destroy each other or both would be a better way of putting things. Why? Because the mission of Satan was to make war against the Lamb, the New World Order, seeking to take advantage of the ignorance, fear, and superstition of the unsuspecting nations and peoples, would take the large defense mechanism, because you see, war is money. Money is power. And power is possession of the valuables of the nations that they invade or that they conquer. Now we're going after, for done stated reasons, very obvious that we're going in for the purpose of gathering together the treasures of the black gold, Texas tea, as they used to say in Texas. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's no longer a black and white issue. This is the razor's edge of psychological warfare. We have been beaten into a war footing frenzy that we may invade foreign countries under the guise of protecting or to eliminate terrorism that is in the world. Nobody had ever fired a shot at America until 9/11 changed this tragic event of the bombing of the World Trade Tower centers and the Pentagon and other presumably targets that they were to hit with these Arab Muslim terrorists that hijacked these so-called planes. But does the evidence bear that out? Of course not. If you look at the names of the so-called terrorists, we find that some of them did not exist or that they were alive in foreign countries. And oh yes, we do believe that this purposed, staged event by someone in the New World Order chain had organized to whip up the masses, particularly the United States or the Western world, and create a boogeyman out there that we need to go after and under the pretense and invade these countries that are rich in oil. Is it to get the riches of the oil? Is this the sole purpose? No. The agenda of the New World Order is to bring about sudden destruction. Listen, the Bible says that these shall make war against the Lamb. Well, the war has been going on since Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. War or enmity against the two seeds. You say, well, now, wait a minute here, Pastor Buddy. What are you talking about? Satan don't have no seed upon the earth. Or does he? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is quite evident that Yahweh overshadowed Mary, the one we call Almighty God. We know him as God in the King James Bible. And the Lord overshadowed Mary. That Lord is Yahweh, YHWH. Overshadowed Mary, and she conceived. Well, that is a birth of a star god. This star god came upon the scene in the form of a man that lived 33 years on the 33rd parallel, which incidentally runs exactly through Baghdad, which is the ancient Babylon. This is the crescent sword of the covenant of the Ishmael seed that will have a sword in their hands forever. Nobody's going to remove the sword from the covenant people of the house of Ishmael. Nobody. Because Yahweh said the sword would be there forever. So if that's the case, when all is said and done and all the dust settles and we get what we want, of course we can overrun the country and take over the oil or the riches or the treasures that exist in these countries, and basically all they have is a bunch of sand with a lot of oil. And we are a oil-guzzling society. We need oil. And, of course, China needs oil. Of course, that brings the beast of the east against the beast of the west. These two beasts will clash in the end time over the treasures of the earth. It is inevitable. And we are here in the last stages of the beginning stage of the end, when a war to end all wars, according to the New World Order and the men that organized, predicted far into the past, they predicted that this war was coming. Well, it's here. And it's inevitable for us to escape the inevitable of the things that they have caused, just like we could not escape the need of having a boogeyman, be it fictitious or real, that we could go after. You remember in World War II, we know now that history tells us that the Japanese did not pull off a surprise attack at Pearl Harbor. Our military was in stand down, just like it was when the planes were flying across America hijacked. And we had a military stand down. Not one military craft went up in pursuit of. Strange, isn't it, to have that happen when it was reported at least an hour. That gives you a little time for just to scramble and for them to go up and investigate. That didn't happen. Everything was on the stand. Now, who gave that call? One of the 911 mysteries and the 911 committee that examined this was just a whitewash. I'm telling you, it is a major cover-up of what this nation has done to incite. Maybe it's needful from their viewpoint that they stir up the will of the people to go in pursuit of a boogeyman. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this boogeyman is real over there in the sands of the desert where Almighty Yahweh gave a covenant to Ishmael that they would be a bunch of wild. But these people have been victims and have been the inflictors of violence and pain for centuries, and it'll never change because the sword will forever be in their house. And the Bible says that in the last days that the evil thoughts of a system, this is the Babylonian system, that will have an evil thought that will go up to take a spoil of these unwalled deserts of rich oil. Piece of cake to drive your big tanks and fly your big F-16s into the heart of the desert and to rule the skies and the ground with high-tech military function, New World Order machinery that will exact and remove the treasures of black gold in Texas Tea right out beneath the sands of Iraq. We've long pumped oil out of Kuwait and out of Saudi Arabia. And although we pay for that, it's cheaper, I guess, to pay for it at that point because these nations were Western friendly. Well, it just happens that the other nations are not. And they have been converting to the euro and the dinar, which is the Arab money exchange, and foregoing taking the route of the U.S. dollar. And now the U.S. dollar has economically weakened to the point that she's almost without the propping up of a support system of the Federal Reserve printing all kinds of paper to sustain and cover up the weakness of the U.S. dollar against the euro. The Bible talks about the euro in the Bible. It talks about the power that she will gain in the last days through a united effort of corporating nations that will become the United Nations of Europe, and that beast will eventually rule the earth. But I know that the New World Order is entrenched and embedded in those countries. France, Germany, England, Spain, all of the countries, and there's 13 right now in the Union, 17, they will reduce later to 13, and then it will finally refine down to 10 major economic countries of Europe, presenting the beast power, and this beast will rule the earth with a rod of iron. We need the oil for that purpose. Now, what about America? America is just the bully on the block at this point. I hate to say that. When such sensitive issues of national security and men that are planning. Did you know that this plan has been long in the plan to have a third world war? Inevitable. Nothing can change it, ladies and gentlemen. It's done on the signs of the times, and we're in the beginning of the end, or the beginning of the sorrows that will work us down to the end, when except there is a divine intervention by the mighty host of Almighty God and His angels to redeem us or to save us from our foolish actions of being deceived and following after the beast and the power that it represents. People are worried about a mark. There is such thing as a mark of ignorance, the mark of indifference, the mark of being lukewarm, just going along for the ride, or just making out, or just hanging out with the crowd. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to have to come a time that the situation will warrant men of faith and stature, great stature, that will raise up and begin to sound the warning on the walls of time. Watchmen that are worthy of their hire. The hirelings have been preaching the Judeo-Christian concepts of religion to the point that we have become very hypocritical as we teach to love our neighbor and then we go and take the prize away from our neighbor, just like a bunch of silly bullies in a family or in a local setting. We go out and bully the weaker just because they have something that we want to use or play with. That's what's happening in the Middle East right now. You can't blame Israel for taking advantage of the opportunity to expand the little country that they have carved out in the Middle East. But if you knew the whole history of how she got to be Israel, when Israel is stated that she would never return, I'm talking about the people of Israel. Those people that are there are the servants of the liar who has come in to deceive the very elect. Now, this is a very complicated issue, and I just don't have a time in the hour that I've got to go into the express detail of the deception. It would take many hours to explain to you how that Revelations 2 and 9 comes into play. I know them that say they are Jews but are not, but are liars. I believe that we have believed the wrong crowd is God's chosen people. Did you know that the Bible says in the third chapter of the book of Revelations and the 9th verse, again, that these that claim to be Jews and are not are liars and would deceive the very elect. These are antichrists. These are not Christ believing people. But we justify that because we say that the Jews are blind and the Gentiles who God chose, that's us, we say that we're Gentiles and they are Jews. And so we classify it as Jews and Gentiles when that's not true. The word Gentile is misused in most of the references in the New Testament. Strong's number 1483, it's a genetic race of people, not a group of heathenous people that is scattered throughout the earth. God Almighty did not make a covenant to save the heathen. Of course, the heathen can enjoy the reign of peace upon the earth just like the righteous, because it rains on the just and the unjust. However, we have gone so far to the left of righteousness, that we have left righteousness, and we have taken up the cause of deceivers who have changed the truth into a lie to worship the creature more than the Creator, and will bring upon themselves swift destruction in the last days. That's where we're at. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to try to preach the truth. We're going to try to stand in the gap. We're going to try to understand. We're going to know that the truth will prevail in the last days. Now, why wouldn't the truth prevail? Because the Bible says that light and darkness has no fellowship, and I just got through telling you that that's what it's about. The sons of light battling the sons of darkness. Did you know that the initial 42-day war started in March the 17th, 2003? President Bush announces a 48-hour ultimatum to Saddam Hussein to leave the country with his family or suffer the invasion. On March the 20th, 2003, U.S. starts the invasion of Iraq, exactly 555 days after September the 11th, 2001. 555 days. April the 9th, in 2003, coalition forces seize control of Baghdad quickly and relatively effortless, and Saddam offers a tactical, or orders a tactical retreat. Now, this week, at this hour, in a unique meeting in St. Petersburg, Russia, we have what is called the G8 Summit. That's the Great Eight Nations that are meeting there to talk about the situation of the world. We believe that they're very concerned because we have the press to give us this ideal that our leaders are working toward peace, to trying to defuse the situation in the Middle East, the powder keg. But is that really true? Of course not. These are Stalin tactics, and the Third World War must flame up and start with, they hope, the disbanding of the Hezbollah, or the Hamas, the Jihad, and the other Palestinian terrorist groups. Once that is taken care of, then Syria. You notice that they're blaming Syria. This is the neighboring nation of fertile land north of Israel. And is there a trade-off for the Israeli army to invade at some point Lebanon and then move into Syria and then the U.S. from Iraq move into Iran? We believe that's the plan, because that's what the New World Order has called for. Now, why then, Pastor Buddy, would it serve the New World Order to have wars? Just exactly what I told you. War means wealth, money, and power. It means death and destruction and the promotion of evil. We have never learned in all of the world wars that we've had, including the one that's fixing to come up, which will make Saddam Hussein a prophet when he said this will be the mother of all wars. Did he know? I think so. He knew what was coming. It's written in the contract. And the talk behind the scenes, which is never talked publicly, is that these leaders that seem so opposed one to another, East versus West, whatever. All these are psychological control mechanisms to control the masses. In other words, it looks as though Russia and China is on the side of the Arabs. And that the West, the United States, Great Britain, and other countries are on the side of Israel. So Zionism and Islam shall clash in the last days at the urging or the situation-making New World Order, which will cause all of the armies of the earth, according to the book of Revelations, to gather together for the last days to bring about the battle of all battles, as Mr. Saddam suggested, the mother of all battles, and he was referring directly to Armageddon. It will be a slaughter. It's a classic PSYOP exercise. It is a mission that will further the advancement of the encroachment power of a one world ruling order, and the nations and the independency of the nations will be put down, so that these elite, under the guise of peace and safety, can go about continuing their reign of terror over the poor and the weak. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I don't believe all that's going to happen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you one thing, that you might as well get ready before the time of trouble such as the world has never seen. It's inevitable. It's written in the contract. It has to come. Are you ready? And most people think, well, I need to get me some more food and water and glory to God and I'll be ready to go. Well, that ain't what I'm talking about. You could have tons and tons and tons of food and water, but if you didn't have any way to protect it or to keep it from the people that are becoming hungry, you see, when the people get hungry, they will go out searching for the food of the land. Uncontrolled mobs, chaos, and that's how Satan operates. He rules through chaos. That's the theme of the New World Order. The city is failing. Electric grids going down. People starving, begging for food. Isn't that what a New World Order government system wants its masses of people to beg for? You know, they have their self prepared. They have a lot of food stocked in places where it's defendable, where you can't approach. Only secret places where the elite can go to ride out the storm, so to speak. That's coming up. And Russia and China and the U.S. and the Western allies are all in the New World Order movement, because the Bible says the whole earth will be deceived with this psychological warfare that will cause the masses of the people to surrender their rights and their ability to rule themselves in sovereignty, and that they will become a socialist state of selected few. See, the problem is, there's nothing wrong with the ideal that they're promoting, peace. And the Bible said when they promote peace, then cometh a sudden destruction. When they say it's safe, then cometh sudden destruction. So, you see, we're just being set up for the noose that will hang the innocent, the naive, and the deceived by trusting in a New World Order remedy for the earth. But it's inevitable. It's got to come. there's nothing we can do to prolong it or to avert it. It's written in the times of the prophecies, and a great man, Mr. Pike, forecast that this last third world war would be to deliver the people into the trap of the New World Order. Now, after that, what's going to happen? Well, here, let me give you a scenario here. A hypothetical, but a probability that it's going to happen. Once they get in complete control, then you, the average John Doe, will no longer be a useful tool because of the extent of the population, the overworking of the earth, to create a utopia with their hidden inventions. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have to have the fossil fuel. We don't have to really fight over oil. That's just an excuse. We have energy sources that could give us radical free energy without using or polluting or warming up the planet. Well, that's not the benefit of the New World Order. The New World Order's benefit is to keep us poor and miserable and naked of the ideals, stripped bare of the simplicity of our innocence, so that we could serve their cause until they no longer need the service of our cause. And that will bring about a large undertaking to remove, through various means, probably programmed viruses, the inoculation programs that's going on right now are fully suspect of the reasons. Who knows, you could get a shot now and 10 years later it could trigger a certain mechanism and you could fall dead, or you could be eaten up with a terrible, uncontrollable monster virus that is unleashed in the bodies of those that have the vaccination. I'm not saying that's going to happen, and I don't want to alarm anybody. That's a possibility. But all these possibilities exist if there is, and I believe that there is, an evil empire, or a New World Order globalization of those who seek to rid the earth of the scum, as we're no longer a useful commodity, we become a liability rather than an asset. And so to eliminate the liabilities, just like good banking policies, cut out the cause of the expense and you cut out the cause of going in debt. And so then the New World Order, as it has all of the riches, the power, then they will only keep a few million people, possibly 800 to 900 million people, with the elite to serve, to become servants for their cause. And then the elite plans to live out their days feasting in a land of plenty, where there's a utopia peace orchestrated and organized by a New World Order, which will call the shots from thereafter. And the elite, the socialist, the communist agenda will then have its perfect work in the earth. And that's the war between the beast of the New World Order and the Lamb. But the Bible says, in the end, the Lamb shall overcome them. I get a good goosebump feeling from the things that the New World Order hadn't accounted on to happen will happen at the time appointed. Almighty Yahweh will open the heavens and rain fire. Because the Bible says, when Satan is dwelling with his elite, the sons of his spawning of the satanic race, the Canaanites. Cain was from the serpent, the devil, the wicked one. The wicked one. The wicked one is what's doing all of the evil works, and let me tell you, they know what they're doing. they know to rule the earth in supremacy that they have to eliminate the problem, and the problem is you, the righteous, the ones that fear Almighty God, the one that live in reverence and call upon His name and serve Him with fear and trembling. That's the ones they want to eliminate. That's the ones that will be eliminated to the point that there shall be none left except Almighty God intervenes at the appointed time, and we're near the beginning of the end. Now, let me repeat that. We are near the time of the end when it will be the beginning of the final struggle between light and darkness to rule this planet. The Bible says the Lamb shall overcome them. These shall make war with the Lamb. It started in Genesis 3, 14 and 15, and it will climax in the final war, or the last blood that was shed from righteous Abel down to the righteous blood of the last saint to give his blood, and the Father will say, enough. Because if I don't intervene, there will be no flesh saved. Do you think that President Bush and Russian President Putin and the other leaders of the G8 summit are going to encourage peace when there's no peace to the wicked? No. You think that they're really interested in a better world tomorrow for you? No. For themselves, yes. You think they love you? You're just a number. You think that Bush cries when some young, innocent young man or woman is killed in the foreign wars? You think that all the blood has been shed in the name of liberty and justice will be redeemed in the last days? I do. Do you believe that we have become victims of a New World Order scheme that will deceive the very elect? I do. Do you believe that there's any hope of winning this battle? I do. It will be long, it will be costly, and it will be extremely painful. But there shall come in the last days a deliverer. This deliverer will give us a purpose. This deliverer will sound the alarm. The trumpet shall blow upon the lands and the seas. Every eye shall see him. Every wall of every city upon the earth will fall when he comes back and sets his feet through a mighty earthquake. Why would every wall fall? Because, you see, this physical third dimension will vanish away. A new kingdom wherein dwelleth righteousness shall take its place. Right now there's an inward earth and there's an outward earth. The outward earth, the physical, there'll be no more sea, the Bible said. And so then the earth covered with two-thirds of water, restrictive, unless you have artificial means of sailing the sea or going through the seas, that will no longer be required. There will not be any marriages required, for in heaven, or the kingdom of heaven, there will be no marriage or given in marriage. We'll all be one family married to the Lamb. Oh, the promises of our faith is enormous. And our hope is heartening. But our persecutions are many. And the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous. But Almighty God shall deliver us out of them all. So don't worry, little flock, if you suffer. Don't worry if some of you will be put in prison. Don't worry if some of you will be thrown to the lions of the New World Order. Nathan Hale, who said, I only regret I have one life to give for my country, will be an example to the literal thousands that will stand in that day and gladly give their life for the cause of the victory shout or the trumpet blast of Almighty God, for His angels will appear in the last days in the heavens. Talk about an outer space invasion. It's coming. But Satan must come first with his angels, and they will set up a kingdom that will rule with a rod of iron. That's coming up because this has to happen with the New World Order in complete control of the earth, so that Satan can just walk in and sit on the seat that is being prepared for him right now. The Bible said he will enter peacefully. Well, the Bible said when they say peace and safety, then cometh sudden destruction. Be also ready, for you know not what hour that all these things are going to happen. And we are sitting right now on the powder keg with the short fuse lit as I speak for the possibility of entering into the final, the end, the Third World War, the mother of all battles, or as the Bible said, Armageddon, where the forces of evil meet the forces of good. Well, you say, well, Pastor Bunny, there is no forces of good upon the earth. We don't have any tanks and planes. The weapons of our warfare are not a carnal. But because when they have all of these enormous materialed rockets, F-16, missiles, ships, tanks, flamethrowers, fast-speeding weapons of war, all of that will come to a grinding halt on the day of Armageddon. Almighty God said, I will shake the sword out of the hand of Satan and his army. Oh my, what a mighty God we serve. What a hope we have, eternal. Why should we labor? Why should we press toward the mark? Why should we keep on and keeping on? Because the promise to us is in Him, yea. And they that put their hands to the plow and look back are not fit for the kingdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a perilous times. The end is here because we are beginning. The end has to have a beginning. Remember what Christ said in Matthew 24, when you see all these things, wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes, famines, and pestilence, and diverse places, that's happening right now as we speak. The end is not now. 4. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And that's what they're planning. That will happen. And then a great loss, tragic, but planned, of loss of life and limb. After the earth is relieved of its heavy burden of people. You see, we have become a liability upon the earth to the New World Order. That I'm talking about the masses of people that's against it, and they have their chosen ones, and they know them that are theirs, just like Almighty God knows them that are His. And Satan is going to persecute and murder, kill, rape, and loot the righteous until Almighty God said enough is enough. And that day is coming soon. Are you ready? Well, if you are, I want you to write me this evening, as you listen to me upon WNQM, 1300 AM, your 50,000 watts of pure Christian programming. I've enjoyed being with you this hour, talking about the possibilities of a new world order coming in the last days. Get ready for it. It's inevitable. It's got to come. Be also ready, for you know not in what hour. It's better to prepare mentally, then physically, and then spiritually. Set your sights on Mount Zion. That is the faith that will deliver you in the last days. Whether you live or whether you die is not the question. It's whether you have a Savior and a Redeemer that will raise you up at the last day. Isn't that wonderful? What a promise. Write me tonight, this evening, as you listen to me, here coming up on 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. We're at 5:55. Write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Pastor Buddy now. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, my telephone number is area code 423-626-2172. Now, I'll see you next Sunday evening on WNQM. Yahweh bless you.
The virgins are all trimming their wigs. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down.